Looking in the absence of anyone else, I'd be interested in perhaps even hearing from the auditor on this one. It's to do with the issue of valuation of options. If you look at page 75 of this year's annual report, and I'll take Phil Green's pay package as an example, it says that he received $10.3 million in 2004. So he's only had a modest increase to $12.2 million in 2005. But the problem with the $10.3 million figure that you've served up again in this year's annual report is that when Phil was issued 800,000 options the day before the float, they were only priced at $5 a share. Yet you've only valued them in this annual report and in the last annual report at $1.27 a share. So that means that as part of his incentive payments, you've included a figure of just over $1 million. Now, the actual reality of the situation today is that those 800,000 free shares are $15.65 up, and the profit that Phil's made is actually about $11 or $12 million. And so an accurate assessment of what Phil got in 2004 is actually about $21 or $22 million, not $10.3 million. Now, this is a problem right across the public company sector, particularly in a buoyant market. I don't know, because the accounting standards say you've got to value them at the day of issue, et cetera, et cetera. But I suspect a lot of companies take a very, very conservative view on that, and I think the Babcock view is probably perhaps the most conservative of all. In other words, you valued them at $1 million, or just over, when you knew the share price at the time, when you were preparing last year's annual report and this year's annual report, was that it was actually, you know, 5, 10, and now it's up to about 12 million. So my question is, you know, basically, do you accept that this remuneration report, as it relates to Phil's pay in 2004, is actually inaccurate, and the actual real amount of remuneration that he's received as we look at it today is 21 to 22 million, not 10.3 million? And if you accept that point, perhaps we can actually then tackle the issue of the accounting standards and the fact that companies right across the board are producing annual reports which, on my estimations, underestimate executive pay in the top 100 stocks by between half a billion and $1 billion. And the Babcock contribution to that is sort of, you know, 20, 30, 40 million, depending how you measure it.
Well, you know, as you rightly identify, Stephen, this is an accounting standards issue. And I guess, you know, depending on the day when you apply the accounting standards and depending what the market's doing on the day, you know, what comes out at the end of that calculation will differ. So I'm not quite sure that it's helpful for us to have a debate about the application of the accounting standards. I'm happy. I know our auditor's sitting there and he's smiling away, and I'm sure he'd be very happy to respond, you know, on that issue. But we're really in the hands of our auditors as in so far as, you know, the way in which we put this report together. And, you know, we've done it in line with the accounting standards. As you say, we've done it in line with what every other listed company does, and I suspect, you know, if you have an issue with the accounting standards, well, you know, it's the accounting standards board probably that you should be taking this question up with.